Track 4, Visual Impairment News and VI Tip of the Week. We want to make sure you are kept in the loop with all the latest news relating to visual impairments, and that's why this news section provides you with the latest news and updates you need to know about. We will also include VI tips every week to help those living with a visual impairment live more independently. The first story comes from a severely visually impaired man who's been hailed for taking breathtaking photographs of Scotland, which he captured by using sound. David Hornet from Cambridge has a rare sight condition, but this hasn't stopped him pursuing his passion for photography. And on a trip to Luib on the Isle of Skye, the 52-year-old took a series of mesmerising photographs of waves crashing onto the coast with a wild, rocky landscape. David explained how he captured the stunning shots by listening for something like a crashing wave or an unusual sound before clicking the shutter button. His partner, Sarah Duffin, 51, posted the photographs to the Scotsman from the roadside Facebook page on Friday, resulting in the couple being inundated with compliments from Scots across the country. Sarah captured the post, "My partner David is severely visually impaired and takes photographs by sound. Thought you would like to see these, taken at the holiday cottage in Luib, Isle of Skye." The post has since gathered over 3,000 likes and hundreds of comments. Sarah has been visiting Scotland for over 20 years, but this was David's first venture to Skye. The couple immediately fell in love with the isle and now want to live there. David's photographs perfectly captured the moody, scotched waters of Skye, with crashing waves colliding with a rocky beach and a picturesque mountainous landscape in the distance. Social media users were quick to comment on the post, and to view his images, visit www.deadlinenews.co.uk, all lowercase.
And our second story in this item is that the biggest international blind sports federation, that's the IBSA, Blind Football World Championships in history, kicked off in Madrid, Spain on the 7th of June. As well as the title on offer, the 16 participant teams are fighting for qualification for the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games. Six teams, that's Mexico, Costa Rica, Mali, European champions Russia, Thailand and Iran, have all made their debuts alongside the more established countries, making the tournament the most competitive ever. Hosts Spain have played in the opening match against Thailand on the 7th of June, and Spain won that one 2-1. Defending champions and Paralympic title holders Brazil have been drawn in Group D alongside England, Costa Rica and Mali. The Brazilian squad also includes eight players who were part of Brazil's gold medal team at the Rio 2016 Paralympic Games. Forwards Jefinho and Ricardinho, most valuable players of the 2010 and 2014 World Championships respectively, will return. Argentina will play in Pool B, the so-called Group of Death, which features some of the most prolific blind football teams. Paralympic silver medalists and three times Asian champions Iran, American bronze medalist Colombia and France, who finished fourth at the 2017 European Championships in Berlin, Germany, will all be fighting to get past the group stage. Five-time Asian title holders and world number three China will take on South Korea in their opening Group C game. European gold medalists Russia and Mexico join them in Group C. The quarterfinals and playoffs begin on the 13th of June, with the final taking place on the 17th. All 44 matches will be held at the Colegio Sagrado Corazon, which has capacity for 400 fans, and entry is free to spectators. And now after that story, this is the visual impairment tip of the week, and this week's tips will help you around the kitchen when cooking, helping to keep you safe. So first of all, make sure all your appliances are in good working order and avoid overloading circuits. Use a vegetable peeler instead of a knife for peeling fruits and vegetables. Use a pizza cutter rather than a knife for cutting, or a pivot knife that's connected to a cutting board. Don't store spices on a shelf above the stove. They can be a hazard if you drop them. Always turn off the gas flame before you remove a pan from the burner. Don't wear clothing with long, loose sleeves when cooking. This will stop your clothes catching fire. Wear short sleeves or roll your sleeves above the elbow when working at the stove. Wear oven mitts to handle pots and pans. Set a timer to remind you when to turn off the stove and electrical appliances. It is easier to find light-coloured food like potatoes on a dark chopping board and darker food such as green beans on a light board. Dark handles on light kitchen units are easier to spot and may help you avoid banging your head. Well, I hope you'll find these tips useful, and that's the end of track 4.